Colonel Martin Dransfield is with the Waitangi Tribunal and the Project Director for the Army's General Staff. Now, Takahiwa Marae, in the main whare in Rangiora, is the location for this week's hearing of the Y2500 Military Veterans Kaupapa Inquiry. The Tribunal has been hearing further evidence from claimants regarding service across both world wars, Korea and Southeast Asia, nuclear testing, peacekeeping, and current Crown policy and practice in relation to concerns raised by Māori ex-service people and their whānau. Thank you for joining us on the program today, Martin. Ko Dale tēnei, no mai, it's wonderful to have you join us for a kōrero.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Ko Mandrans will talk to you. Thanks for the introduction. It's great to be here.
Thanks.
Able to talk to you.
Thank you. It's important, isn't it? Actually, the whare there was built as a memorial hall to those who'd served.
No, it was, absolutely. I mean, it was last week, actually, and it was a tremendous experience. It's very humbling. This is the third hearing at this particular stage in the inquiry, and on each particular occasion, it was shared experiences because we're all veterans. I'm in the New Zealand Army. We're the lead agency, but it's quite a unique inquiry because we've all been through those experiences with our whānau and alongside each other. So, yeah, it's a very unique experience.
A lot of guys came back and were a bit sort of left out in the cold, really, if I recall back to Vietnam, but there are others there, and there are issues around substances, age and tolerance, et cetera, that need to be resolved. What would you say are the priorities of the inquiry and therefore the findings? Where's this all heading to? I see another hearing is in Whakatane in August. But what ultimately are the goals of these hearings, Martin?
Yeah, thank you, Dale. We've stated right from the outset, and now that we are the lead agency, that the ultimate goal, the bottom line, we call it an end state, I suppose, in military parlance, but is that we, through learning through the experiences and listening to their experiences, and I not really want to use the word, but stories, their mamai, the fact that their loved ones and their whakapapa, who I have to say they're incredibly proud of, but just referring back to your last interview, you know, they came back with physical and mental issues, which then were passed on to their whānau, who had to pick up the pieces, but also can have intergenerational effects. So it's really important that we listen, we consider, and we learn from their stories, how we can better improve and support our veterans, their whānau, and service peoples who are currently serving and doing, you know, wonderful work overseas on operations. And we can only do that by giving veterans, Māori veterans and whānau, the opportunity to talk and to express their māmai in an environment which I have to congratulate the tribunal for providing, and that is that it is not confrontational in terms of inquiry. We sit on a marae, we go through the process of the pōhiri, and we were able to visit the urapā at the Takahiwai marae, which was very humbling and a cathartic experience, and therefore we can then relate to those, and they feel comfortable and confident that they can actually talk about their experiences. So I think it's a very positive experience. And as I said to you right from the beginning, it's humbling and it's just a shared experience. And so that's our outcome, which is how can we better support?
Tēnā koe, and thank you, because I really like the way, Martin, you speak of this non-confrontational environment, and being on a marae allows for that. I know that the Royal Commission of Inquiry into Abuses in State Care was a vehicle for those who carried mamai across the generations to air their hurt. Compensation was a later consideration, as is the case here, I suspect. Important to hear the realities from those affected most, and then down the track we might look at other kaupapa, but for now it's providing a safe environment for those to share their realities?
Correct. And so, you know, out of this, if I may sort of extrapolate your question, which is where are we going, you know, some of the things that we're really looking at, because we've listened to the experiences and the stories, is, you know, how do we bring back our people from overseas safely. From those experiences, which, as you know, within a Māori environment involves some form of whakanoa process, which includes recognition of their service, which some of the veterans feel they weren't recognised, and you did refer in part there to the Vietnam veterans. But also how we prepare our people, not just from coming home from operations, but their service for life after service. And how can we better support the whānau of serving personnel and veterans? And so we're looking at a number of initiatives. And as you're probably well aware, we've now got a marae for each of our services. We had the one up in Wairu as part of Ngāti Tūmatoenga in the 90s. But in the early 2000s, we've now got Te Toa Moana Marae in Devonport. And it's a beautiful location, but very rich. And that's where we take all of our initial recruits when they join our Defence Force, so that they know they're part of a very special organisation focusing on biculturalism. But it doesn't necessarily mean we get it right. And so one of the things which we are doing now is we're focusing on Māori health within the service and also for our veterans. We've got a Māori health advisory group now, which is basing its work around the framework, as you're well aware of, a Te Whare Tapawhā environment, and looking at, you know, Taha Wairu, the spiritual component, the Taha Hinanaru, which is prevalent in this inquiry, which is the mental issues that our people come back from operations with. Taha Tinana, the physical, and then I suppose the foundation being Taha Whānau, which is, which is ultimately, you know, our principles and our ethos and values are around comradeship. And that comradeship is not just on the battlefield or in an operational environment. It's with those people who we have to serve and protect when we go overseas, but more importantly, those who have to pick up the family back home and the whānau, and then they have to bring us back into their fold. And we're sometimes broken a bit, so we need to make sure that we've got in place the processes to help each other. And that Te Whare Tapawhā model is a very, and Haora approach is really important to the Defence Force in the way in which we're looking at our people and also our veterans.
Thank you, Martin. I really like that you've taken on board some of this Māori conceptual arrangements, meeting on a marae under the auspices of the Waitangi Tribunal seems to be the perfect vehicle to discuss these types of matters with the Military Veterans Kaupapa Inquiry. Obviously, at the moment, it's slightly politically charged because there's been recent political criticism of the Waitangi Tribunal, but it does seem to be the perfect vehicle under these circumstances to do this sort of work that you're talking of.
No, absolutely. And I mean, you know, within the tribunal, you've got some incredible personalities. You've got Paul Tamara, you've got Judge Isaac, Monty Suter, who I served with. We jumped out of aircraft together. And now we're working together to improve the lot of not just Māori veterans and whānau, but all. I mean, this will benefit all of us within the Defence Force and all our veterans. And I think that's something which has been emphasised. You know, and as you said, we've been exposed to, and we've acknowledged that there are toxic environments within any operational context. So how do we ensure that our people are well protected, well looked after, and acknowledged? You're absolutely right. I fully concur with your comment.
Well, the ultimate purpose is to eventually get an official narrative that will put the experiences of Māori and military service for the Crown on public record and then work a way forward. How far are we away from having that done? There's a lot of people speaking their realities. This all needs to be collated into some sort of document, which will serve what purpose?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I suppose, you know, I'll give you a little bit of background. That is that we had the first hearings in 2015 and 16. And that was after this inquiry was started in 2014, which is really important because a lot of the veterans, particularly 28 Māori Battalion veterans, were coming to the end of their life. And in fact, Vietnam veterans and Korea veterans, it was really important that we got their stories. So those are all documented, and you can go into the website, for the tribunal website, and you can find all of those briefs of evidence and, in turn, a recording of all of the hearings as well. Out of that, there were five commission reports, which are all accessible on Māori service. And then what we have done now, because we had what they call a statement of issue, which are all the questions the tribunal wants us to look at and answer within this inquiry. So we are doing a whole lot of research into a whole lot of topics, whether they relate to how Māori were recruited, how they what the experiences are in service, rehabilitation, exposure to toxic environments. So all of those documents are almost, in a way, going to be reports which sit as historical documents. So the story will be told, will be there in writing forever and ever for everybody and for our whakapapa to be able to read and understand. Now, your final question was, okay, what happened? So I think what I can say in a positive light is there's the parallel work stream, which I'm talking about, which is we are currently and continuously looking at how we improve our support, whether that be through policy, whether that be through practice. But secondly, that the documentation of all of this will now sit with the tribunal to make recommendations to the Crown, which is the same as they do in all and every inquiry. So that's the outcome. And then the decisions really in the hands of the government determine what recommendations they wish to take on board. But what I'm trying to say is that we can do quite a lot of work in parallel to this without actually having to wait for the tribunal's recommendations, if that makes sense.
It's been a neat conversation. I appreciate it very much, Martin. Thanks so much for sharing some cordial about that hui last week. All the best with the mahi going forward.
Ngā mihi.
Ngā mihi. Tēnā koe. Lieutenant Colonel Martin Dransfield.